Freedom is happiness. Freedom is fullness. Freedom can be otherwise as well. Freedom can bring about untold miseries. Human beings need freedom. Freedom from tyranny. Freedom from slavery. Freedom from bondage. Freedom from ignorance. Again, there are some human beings who want freedom in creation. Still others want freedom in destruction. Still others need freedom in aspiration and dedication. Freedom can be a sea of peace. Freedom can be utterly empty of peace. The outer freedom wants to enjoy Himalayan supremacy. The inner freedom wants to enjoy singular ecstasy. The outer freedom quite often leads us nowhere. The inner freedom safely takes us allwhere. The freedom of the body is shockingly limited. The freedom of the soul is unimaginably unlimited. The freedom of the mind is earthbound. Why? Because it wants to enjoy happiness by division. The freedom of the heart is heaven free. Why? Precisely because it wants to enjoy happiness by union and multiplication. Each moment has the capacity to carry either freedom immensity or bondage intensity. The freedom hunger to conquer and dominate the lives of others is founded upon utter stupidity and ultimately ends in self-destruction. Again, the freedom hunger that aspires to win the hearts and lives of others, the world heart, in a sense, by virtue of unconditional self-giving, embodies happiness in infinite measure. Desire freedom and aspiration freedom. Desire freedom wants to be millions of miles ahead of the rest of the world. Aspiration freedom longs to be the world, in the world, and for the world, sleeplessly and self-givingly. Desire freedom ultimately ends in happiness bankruptcy. Aspiration freedom is happiness multitude, multiplication forever. Freedom with no wisdom light is an unconscious danger invitation. Freedom with wisdom light is a delight heart song and delight life dance. Sound freedom has a very short breath, therefore a very short life, while silence freedom has a ceaseless breath, therefore an immortal life. Sri Aurobindo, India's spiritual master of the highest height, enlightens us. Only when one is free can one free others. Rabindranath Tagore, India's greatest poet, tells us we gain freedom when we have paid the full price for our right to live. Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, India's greatest freedom fighter, tells us, the road to freedom is not strewn with roses. It is a path covered with thorns. But at the end of it, there is the full-blown rose of liberty awaiting the tired pilgrims. It is not that we never had freedom, but unfortunately, we misused it to our great sorrow. President Gorbachev enlightens us. Society was given freedom, became liberated politically and spiritually. It is the main accomplishment which we did not yet realize fully as such, because we did not yet learn how to use freedom. America's great president, Abraham Lincoln, tells us, those who deny freedom to others deserve it not for themselves. Equanimity in possession, equanimity in renunciation is indeed infinity's freedom, bliss. I pray to God to free me from likes and dislikes, to free me from possession greed, to free me from the dire world domination necessity. I pray to God, and I shall forever pray to God only for one thing, a sleepless and breathless God-obedience freedom.